everyone to Living From The Negatives with me, your host Victor Chimwala, broadcasting straight from the vibrant city of Kitwe, Zambia. Whether you're facing setbacks, seeking motivation, or simply looking for a dose of encouragement, you've come to the right place. Join me on this journey as we discover how to turn negatives into opportunities for personal and spiritual growth. So sit back, relax, and get ready to embark on a journey of transformation. Welcome to Living From The Negatives, broadcasting from the heart and soul of the Copper Belt. Let's dive in. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're diving into some really interesting stuff. We're looking at the transformative power of positivity and exploring how we can spread joy and uplift each other in our communities. So we're not looking at me-centric stuff. We're looking at community-centric approaches towards happiness. And one thing that you have to know is that each and every one of our actions today can affect someone who's next to us. So I really just want us to dive into this whole thought process and explore how we can be kind, how we can use our personal journeys and victories to empower other people. So yeah, let's get talking. Positivity is something that people always underrate. It's a positive attitude in a space. Especially when you're surrounded by a lot of negative people, you find that you being the positive person in that space is the game changer. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday because he went on leave. I was saying, bro, ever since you left this place, it's just been really gloomy. And so he told me to say, you know what, Victor, you can't be that person. You can't be the person who is telling me that positivity has left because you're in that place. So you are the positivity. Bring the positivity into the space. Talk to every single person who's gloomy. Boost their morale. Tell them that they can do more things than they can actually do. And that way you'll be able to foster stronger relationships and connections. So I thought about it and I was like, oh, that's quite interesting. His name is Monze. One of my oldest friends. You know, he always listens to the podcast and I always tell him to say like, you're my biggest fan and I love the fact that you're my friend and not a stranger on the internet. One thing that I always get from him is that no matter how hard life can get, no matter how crazy it can be, he might be sick. He's gonna be the one who always does something that is gonna ensure that each and every person in the workspace is gonna be okay. If he sees an argument, he doesn't wanna be a part of that argument. He's going to be the person to say, guys, you really just need to let go of certain things. And I love that sort of energy around him. So now at this point in time, I'd like to find out what is it that you can do wherever you are right now that can start to impact your environment like that? What can make you the Monze of this story? What can make you the person who is the positive vibe giver and not really the person who is just sucking up positivity from other people? I feel like it's quite important for us to understand that positivity has a great power, more especially in the environment that we're in. So don't forget, your positive actions today will boost others, they'll help them grow, they'll help your environment be something that you also want to enjoy. Have you guys ever heard of the five languages of love? Now, one of them is acts of kindness, and if you haven't heard about them, I'd like to advise you just to check them out. Don't follow them like they're this crazy Bible that you need to follow because it's the only thing that's out there that's the truth. You know, I think the only thing that you have like that should be your Bible. So to me, I feel like the five languages of love are a guideline on how to approach love, especially if you don't really know how to communicate love to other people. But one of them is acts of kindness. And that's generally you find a person and, well, that day you give them a massage or you give them a hug because it's something kind. You compliment them. You can do so much for a person just to be kind. And it's like you're building from the start of the day. There are good things that happen and there are bad things, and those things affect your mood. So you're looking at those little small things and how they will build up into something that becomes positive. So if you have a friend or a family member who's always gloomy, maybe start with like small acts of kindness. Tell them something nice today. Tomorrow, get them something. You don't really have to do it daily, but do new things each and every day, or at least once in a while, that will positively affect their mood and see whether that's not going to change their perspective of life. Be it in terms of, I don't know, one of the things, like, especially as Zambians, what we really love is when someone just like does like a act of kindness, kandalama, you know, that kind of thing, like a gift. TXN, as we call it. So send a person a 10 kwacha. You don't know what it's for, but send it to their account and see if that doesn't bring a smile on their face. Next time when you see them, you're going to find out that that's going to have a positive impact on your personal relationship, but it's also going to start to affect that person's environment. And if you're looking at things that you could do that is more community-centric, volunteer work has always been around. Most people don't realize this. Hospitals out there, orphanages, churches, even just like your local school, they're always looking for people to help out because we all want someone to help us out with work. Work is never going to end. We're currently in a farm right here in the world. And if you didn't really understand what I meant by that, that means that as long as we are living, work is never going to cease. We're always going to keep on working because that's how farms work. So basically, you can do an act of kindness by showing up, volunteer, do something good, go to a company that's around and say, hey guys, I just want to help you out. Can I help you with your photocopying today? Can I get your coffee? And it's through those acts of kindness, just especially new, that other people in the past, like back in the day when people used to actually like think of subtle ways of entering employment, that's how some of our grandparents got their jobs. And they became the photocopy person who finally became the person who they said, ah, you know what, this guy really helps out around here. Can we just like send him for training? Masan kana naba lawyer. So now they are lawyers and they're in big places. And out here, you're thinking that success for your parents or your grandparents was really just like because of their hard work, but some of it was really because they really acted kind and they just did something great out there. So we're talking about how that now can impact other people. When you do that, it really helps people believe more in humanity, because in this world that we're in currently, a lot of people have lost their hope and faith in humanity. They think an action that like giving you is really meant to lure you. It's not always that way. I've heard people, more especially like amongst my peers who talk about relationships, to say, if you find a guy who does certain things for you, he only wants to, you know, like get intimate with you. It's not always about that. I feel like there's some people out there who are just really kind to you. Of course, if they give you a second glance, they're going to realize that you're beautiful, which you are. You are beautiful. I mean, why are we complaining about the fact that we're beautiful? But you're beautiful, so they will like you. And all we're saying is that their actions, either way, are still going to make you feel a little bit happy and giddy, and they'll make your day extra positive. So show that extra positivity. Be the friend you always wanted to have. Be the community member you always wanted to see around. Be the person who does random things just because I missed you. Like, you know, just text them out of the blue. Just be like, yo, fam, I'm just checking up on you. Like, let it never have an agenda. Let it be because you genuinely care. Be mindful about what it is that you do, what you say, how you feel about people. Don't be a person who is not legitimate in the way that you express yourself to people. It's in the amount of thought that you put into the relationship. So if a friendship, I know for a fact, today is one of my best friend's birthdays, and we've known each other since we were babies. Now you can imagine, that's like 30 years ago. I can remember a birthday from 30 years ago. We're planning on, I was about to school. Anyways, she's going to be listening to this podcast. So we would have done this by the time we publish this at 5. But we planned as best friends to say that we're going to give her a call. We're just going to surprise her and just do something nice for her. She's married now. She's got a husband. Of course, people feel touchy about how we express ourselves around people who are married. But we decided like our friendship takes precedence over this. And if you're happy, is not happy about us taking you out as your friends, they need a sit-in down. So it can be anything, really. You can offer a listening ear to somebody. There are many people who are going through some crazy things out there. All I'm saying is care enough to reach out. And when you reach out with intentions of good. And let your good not have any nuances. Let it really just be because you care about someone, and share the positivity. It's really about the genuine acts that you do. I think the Bible talks about believers being known by their love. So that's an example of it. It's really genuine care, love, and affection for the community, for the people, for everyone around. We're not doing this for likes. We just care about you. So if you're not happy about us loving you, we're sorry, but we love you. Yeah. So the final one is about building a culture of positivity. Culture is a little bit broader. It has to do with act. It's an amalgamation of many things. You have a positive language. Because, you know, language is part of culture. You have actions together, practices that are positive. For example, as a family, one thing that you can do is each and every day, it's a positive action. Sit together, talk about your day. How was your day? Break it down. What exactly about it was bad? Find out what that action was. Advise each other. If as families, we could do that more often, we would have stronger bonds. I don't think there should be any reason why I should have a bad relationship with my sister as opposed to my friends. Doing certain practices and actions together help you know each other. It helps you understand. It helps you identify with each other. That way, like, I'm a Chimwala and I'll always identify with Chimwala Piris everywhere. I have some Mwansas in my family. I've got Bandas in my family. That's why when I find people who have my surname, who act a particular way, I always have to tell them, like, boy, the actions that you're taking right now are not from our family. I found that the level of discipline that I experienced with my family at home was the same level of discipline that I experienced at my best friend's places, was the same way that I was disciplined even when I would go for holidays. And to me, that really just shows me that these families grew up in a particular culture. So it's really about creating and cultivating a culture that is more uniform but positive towards a particular direction. And as long as you can have that culture propagated with each and every day, you'll be able to thrive. And as long as that culture is there to this day, you'll be able to thrive and feel valued and supported in your environment, in your community, and in every single space that you walk in where that culture is. So don't forget, the first place that you start is with yourself. Then you go to your family. Then you go to those who are close around you. And then there's your environments like work, school. Just ensure that the culture that's around you is something that is positive. And the only way that you can do that is by being the positive person yourself. Foster an environment where positivity thrives. So by leading by example, promoting empathy and understanding and celebrating each other's successes, we can foster such an environment. So as we conclude today's episode, I encourage you to take the lessons learned and put them into action in your own lives today, in your communities and wherever you are. Together, we have the power to spread positivity and make the world a brighter place for all.
Thank you for tuning in for this episode of Living from the Negatives with me, Victor Chimwala. I hope you found inspiration and valuable insights on spreading positivity together. Remember, small actions can create big ripples of joy in our communities. Stay connected with us on social media for updates and behind-the-scenes content. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. Until next time, keep shining bright and live from the positives. Take care and see you soon.